lot of people out sin sick.
Yes.
I pray for our pastor that he well soon, get back to the house of God. I pray for all that's sick, Brother Robert. You know, he's been a blessing to me. All of y'all have been a blessing to me. And I want to be in the will of God, and I don't know what to do here toward betwixt the two. I want to thank God for saving me. August 15th, 1976, about 25 minutes to 9, Jesus Christ come into my heart. He accepted me. I accepted Him as my Savior. And God saved my soul. And if you're here today and you're not saved, you will die and go to hell. They sung that song about the blood, and I love to preach about the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you right now, without Jesus Christ, without the blood, you will die and you'll go to hell. You will burn in the regions of the damned. There's no way out without the blood of Jesus Christ. You got to have it applied to your soul. You got to be birthed into the family of God. There's only one way to Christ. I'm going to tell you today that Jesus Christ is the only way. This world is so messed up. They don't know what's going on. They're like a termite and a yo-yo. They're going around and don't know which way to go. But I can tell them where to go. Go to Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the only way. For if it had not been for the blood of Jesus Christ, we'd all die and go to hell.
Amen.
Thank God, August 15th, God saved my soul. And it was because of what Jesus done on the cross of Calvary. I've told my testimony before, but I want you to notice something over in Hebrews chapter 9. Over in Hebrews chapter 9, it says in verse 6, it says, now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, when he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. You couldn't go back there without the blood. He couldn't go back there. He had to have the blood or he'd be dead. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful of Calvary, the blood of the Lamb, the goodness of God. And Lord God, I pray you take over, God. And Lord God, you called me to preach. I didn't have nothing to do with it. And Lord, I feel the nudge of God. And now I'm free to do what you have me to do. And use me for the glory of God. And if anyone here lost, they might get saved. Lord God, bless these people here. Bless those who are sick. I pray, God, you bring them back to the house of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we see here it says, not without blood. It takes the blood, the gift of Jesus Christ, that lamb that was offered for his sacrifice. You got all these other different religions. They don't preach on the blood. They don't tell you about the blood. They don't want you to know about the blood. And the Catholics, they took to Mary. The Catholics, they don't preach on the blood. The Lutherans, they don't preach on the blood. It's the only way. They don't do that. I'm telling you right now, if blood, without blood of Jesus Christ, we'd all be in hell. It doesn't matter how wicked you are. It doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter what you've done. The blood can take all your sins away. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank God, I'm glad I was put under the blood of Jesus Christ. August 15, 1976, I went to a church that night. Well, I started dating my wife the year before that on a blind date. I was shy and backwards, and I went over there, and my cousin, his wife, took me up there. I was going to meet my wife that night, and we got up the road when I was going to see, to go up there to get her, and my cousin's wife told me, so it's a preacher's daughter. I tell you what, I didn't know. I was ready to get out. I didn't want to go. But you know what? God had an appointment for me. He had a time for me. And God, I went that night, and you know, I met her, and my heart just went crazy. I told her that night I loved her. She said, how do you know you can't love me? You just met me. She said, time will tell. Well, it'd be 40 years in April. I know, Hey, God put us together. I'm going to tell you, when God put somebody together, that's what makes the difference. Then man can get in their own heart and get a cold heart, and a woman can get a cold heart and get out of the will of God. But God still knows what He's doing. I tell you what, today the blood of Jesus Christ is as fresh today as it ever was.
Amen, brother.
I met her that night. We dated. We started dating. I met her on a Christmas party. We got married in 75. And I took, and I went over there and got her, and we dated. And I asked her to go with me. This was on I asked her to marry me in February. I met her in December. And I asked her to marry me in February the 14th on Valentine's Day. April the 27th of the same year, we got married. And that was 40 years ago. And I'm going to tell you what. God give me somebody that stuck with me. I don't know how she did, but she stuck with me. She's always been my husband. She's always helped me. At a time, sometimes people say, oh, we don't never argue. Well, I'm glad you're so perfect. Well, we fight and fuss and care. I tell you what, you think good gracious that y'all love each other. But I tell you what, I love her. And I tell you what, I went up there and met her mom and dad. And I tell you, her dad preached the Word of God, a great man of God, who loved God. And we went up there, and my wife said, well, my dad, he won't let us get married if you're not saved. Well, I thought, well, I'll take care of that. So, you know, I went down and made a profession. I went down and he gave all the... I went down and professed, made a profession, you know. I said, he told me what, you know, asked me what I want. I told him I want to get saved. Well, I went through the words and told it, but I didn't go through it in the heart. We got married in April. We went to that church and God started working. You know, you couldn't see it back then, but God started working. And God had to go in there, and that church was split up. And they had a bunch of trouble and everything. And the preacher, Walters, he kept preaching and went right on preaching. But I'll tell you what, God, don't always look at something bad in your life as it's of the devil. It's not always of the devil. God's got to let the devil do it. He don't let things in your life happen without the devil, without God knowing about it. But these things happen. And the church split up, and we went on, and we got out of church. And one night she was always wanting to go to church because she was raised in a family where they went to church. Bring up your children the way you have them to go. And when they were old, they went on to depart from it. But then we went to church, and we got out, we'd go, we'd visit, and we'd go, and she'd say, what about this church? And I'd say, oh, I've seen them people drinking before. Oh, I've seen them people cussing. Oh, I worked with them people. You know, I had excuses. I made a profession. I didn't make possession. And here I professed to be saved, and we got out of church, and like I say, and we one day, one Sunday, she said, well, let's go over here. It was Temple Baptist Church in Kannapolis, and we went over there, and it was like 7 o'clock, like about 10 minutes to 7. We got there about 20 minutes till or so, and we sit in the parking lot, and there wasn't nobody there. And I told her, I said, what kind of church is this? People don't come when they're supposed to. And we sat there 10 minutes till 7. Over where I went to church, when we got saved, Brother Bobby Utley and another boy come out and visited us. And before that, a while back, we were sitting there, and they invited us to church. But anyway, then we were sitting there months later. And we was at that Temple Baptist sitting in the parking lot. And my wife said, well, let's go over there to the New Testament. Let's go over there where my sister is. So we went 10 minutes till 7 now. 10 minutes till 7, we left across town and went all the way out on Concord Salisbury Road, went down Irish Potato Road, went over there to New Testament. You got to realize, I don't know how a lot of people I've told about this, you got introvert and extrovert, and the introvert is backwards, it's shy. And you say, well, you don't act, but I am. I'm backwards. I'm shy. I don't like to go in. I don't like to be in front of people. And that's Brother Denny, that. Go down to jail, I get behind him and walk in. I figure let him get him first. But that's just how I am. Me and my wife, we'd go on a trip, and we'd stop at the service station, use the restroom. I wouldn't even go in and look for it. I let her find it. I just couldn't help it. That's how I was. I wasn't no coward. I don't know why I was like that. I just always was. Now, she'd talk to anybody. I mean, she can go up and talk to anybody. Don't matter. I'm just not like that. But anyway, we left there 10 minutes till 7. Drove all the way across town, about 5 miles, 10 miles, whatever it was. We got out. We pulled up. People was outside. They was going in the church. And we went in. I said, well, let's go. So we went in. And they was just standing around talking. 10 minutes till 7 now. We left over there. We got over there. We went in the church, walked through the doors. I turned around. I was looking around. I looked back. A clock up there, 10 minutes to 7 on that clock. It was still 10 minutes to 7 on that clock. I tell you what, God's clock was different. God's clock was my day to be saved that day. That night, Brother Bobby Utley preached the Word of God. He preached and preached. He'd come down with his finger and say, hey, you say, it ain't going to hurt you to drink one beer. And I just told my wife that about a week or two before that because I wanted to start drinking again with my brother. And I tell you what, it will hurt you. But I'm going to tell you what, that night, God come down. The fifth seat back, sitting on the inside, God come down and got a hold of my heart. He got me to God preach the Word of God. And I tell you what, the power of God was moving, and God was working on my soul. And I tell you, when he got through, I bailed out of that altar, out of that seat. And my wife said, she was thinking before that, he won't come back here. He won't. But I tell you what, I went back. I've been going to church now. I've been saved for 39 years. Amen. Hallelujah to the glory of God. But I'm going to tell you what, I went down to that altar, and I knelt down, and the deacon come down beside of me, and he said, are you saved? I said, yeah, I'm saved, I'm saved. He said, you just want to get right? I said, yeah. Still holding on to a profession. But I didn't possess. I'm there on my knees. And I call out to God. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. This time I didn't go down that Romans road. I didn't go say every perfect word. I didn't get down there and tell God all my sins. All I could say is I don't want to go to hell. And you know what? Hallelujah! I'm not going to hell. I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb of the crucified one. You got to get saved. It's got to be a heart thing. In your heart. Believe it in your heart. You can make a confession with your mouth, profession, but you confess with your heart. It's in your heart. The heart is the root and the mouth is the fruit. But we're not without blood. You got to have the blood of the Lamb of God. You're here today and you lost and you've made a profession. And you've not been saved, but you just think you have in your head. I'm going to tell you what, your spirit will bear witness. You in here today and you say, well, that guy's a nut. I'm going to tell you what, your spirit's not bearing witness. I'm going to tell you what, I get around somebody that loves God, my spirit and their spirit bonds together. That's why me and Brother Robert, I love him so much. I mean, you can feel the Spirit of God. I tell you, we get around you, brother, we can fellowship. And we can fellowship in the Spirit of God. You say, I don't want to go out there. They holler too much. I tell you what, I was going to preach on. I was going to preach on Dry Bone Baptist Church. The Valley of the Dry Bones over in Ezekiel 37. And I'm going to tell you what, that's where we're at today. We're as dry can be. There ain't no shouting, praising God. There's no giving glory to God. We sat here like a bunch of dead, like a bunch of dried up bones. The bones have dried up. They haven't fallen apart. They still got God in them, but there's not no breathing in them. And then the breath of God comes along and breathes on you and gives you up. And then we all come together like an army. Are you saved today? Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? Can you tell me when you got saved? Or are you just going on a profession? If you're just going on a profession, you end up in hell. You end up in hell. As I preached last week, the rich man died and went to hell. I tell you what, the blood, it says in Hebrews 7:27 says, who needeth not daily, as those high priests who offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for his people's, for this did he once when he offered up himself. He don't die on the cross every day. You don't have to have a mass every day. You don't have to go down there and take the Lord's Supper every day. He died once and once and for all. One time, somebody was telling me that there's people today, they want to believe a fairy tale. You tell them the truth, they don't want to believe that. But I'm going to tell you what. I was thinking on that when I was studying on that scripture in Ezekiel about the valley of dry bones. And they get these movies, you see, there's a movie like The Mummy, and it comes up and the bones come together and all that. They get them movies out of the Word of God. They go through there. I remember a song years ago. It's called Turn, Turn, Turn. That was the name of it. They got that out of the cliff. It's Ecclesiastes. I'm going to tell you what. Today, people don't want to hear the Word of God. They're dried up. They become complacent. And they just don't care about God. You stand and preach unto them the Word of God, and they look at you like you're crazy. But I'm here to tell you today, the Word of God said, preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, reprove, with all longsuffering. I'm going to tell you what, if you don't get right with God, hell can be your home in the next 30 minutes. I tell you what, if you die right now, I know I'm in the will of God. I know I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb of God. Are you saved today? I'm glad. It was the blood that washed away my sins. Me and my wife got saved. After I didn't finish my story. I got saved. I got saved. The church at that there. And we got to going to church. And my wife thought, well, he won't be coming back. And we've been going. We went back. Like I said, to be saved 39 years in August. God moved in my life. And I made a confession. And then I made a profession. I made a profession and confession. I possessed the Word of God. And God saved my soul. And it cleaned me up. And my life began to change. I didn't miss church services. I got to start reading my Bible. I got to want to go to church to hear the Word of God. But what happened? God started dealing with my wife. My wife realized that she wasn't saved. My wife got saved after that. All because God moved in me. And then God, you just got to watch. Let God do the work. And you stand back and just watch Him work. God can do it. You say, you get dry and you get all withered up and you think God can't do nothing no more. I'm here to tell you God can. Amen. I remember my father-in-law, Preacher Wall, he'd all the time tell me, he'd say, God can. God can do it. God will do it. You got to have a willing soul. You got to come to God with a broken and a contrite spirit and pour your heart up for God and He will save you. You say, well, you said you didn't say nothing, but I don't want to go to hell. Yeah, but my heart was broken and God knows my heart. God knows what you do. You say, well, I got saved when I was just young, or I got saved so I'm going to tell you what. You better know that you're saved and born again. The way time is so short today, the way things are looking, I'm telling you what, I'm looking to get out of here. I'm looking for the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe He could come any second, and I'm looking for it. I've one thing for sure, brother. We're closer today than we was yesterday. I tell you what, I've been looking for 39 years. Thank God, and I believe He's coming. You say, well, I believe what I love. Look at your life. How do you live? You say, well, I love God. Well, how many times do you read your Bible? When do you pray? When do you just get along with God? You ever just let God speak to you? You ever just let God talk to you? I woke up this morning about 3 o'clock, and God was talking to my heart. And I started praying for different ones, praying for our pastor. And I was starting things on my mind, and I didn't know what to do in this message that I was going to preach. And God just dealing with me about things and one thing. And I prayed, you know what? God didn't do that to me when I was lost. And when I was lost, I didn't care nothing about God. People say, well, I doubt and I'm not saved. Well, you know what? You never doubted before you got saved. Hey, I'm not saying that it'll make you not saved. I'm saying you never doubted before you got saved. When God saves you, I don't know why, but the devil, buddy, he can't stand it. And he don't like Jesus Christ. He tried to get him into the cross. He tried to kill him in, and he couldn't do it. So he'll come to you as a child of God and try to stop you. But I'll tell you what. By the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus died on that cross. And by the outpouring of His blood on that cross of Calvary, come the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Had He not died on the cross of Calvary, the Holy Ghost would not have come forth. But the Holy Ghost, He said He wouldn't leave us comfortless, and the Holy Ghost come back, and now we got someone that abides within us. That's why my spirit bears witness with yours. That's why we can have fellowship. All because of Jesus. Thank God, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved today. I'm glad I know I'm saved. I'm glad I'm bought by the blood of the Lamb of God. Are you? Hallelujah, Brother Danny. Thank God one day we're going to get out of here. I got some loved ones I want to see. I got a dad up in heaven. My dad was dying. They was trying. He couldn't breathe. And they was trying to put a tube down his throat so he could breathe. And he was saying, leave me alone. Let me go be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Had it not been for that, I couldn't have stood and preached his funeral. But on account of that, I know that he went to heaven. I know one day I'll see him again. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad I'm saved today. But not without blood. There had to be a blood sacrifice. There was a blood sacrifice in the Old Testament. If you sinned, every year you had to come bring a sacrifice. And it was blood shed. Always blood shed. People say they make me sick. They worry more about dogs and animals. And don't get me wrong, I love animals. They worry more about them animals and them, and they could care less about a human being. They'd take a baby's life in just a second. You take a dog's life, they'll put you in prison. You kill a little baby, and doctors do, and they pat them on the back. God, one day them babies going to stand against them. They say people think that there's going to be more in hell than in heaven. No, that's not so. God's not going to let the devil outdo him. Them little babies, where do you think they're going? They're in heaven today. And they'll stand and testify against this crowd one day. Are you saved today? Not without blood. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that washes away my sins. It was the blood of Jesus Christ that when I was wicked and vile and undone without God, it was the blood of Jesus Christ that made me a fit person for the kingdom of God. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that made me, He adopted me into His family. It's all by the blood of the Lamb of God. So I ask you today, are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And hey, I know I preached last week about hell, But I'm going to tell you what, God just burned my heart when he was singing about the blood. I'm going to tell you what, it's nothing but the blood to get you there. If you trust it in any other way, if you trust it because your mama told you so, because your little Sunday school teacher told you, oh, you are good, you're doing all right. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you're not saved, you're not doing all right. You're not doing all right. Wake up, people. We're a bunch of dry bones. The church of God today is dried up. We withered away. And you're completely dead if you're not here and you're not saved. You're completely dead. He said you're dead in trespasses and sin. 1 Peter 1:19 says, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in the last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be God. Seeing ye have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the spirit of unfrayed love of the brethren, see that ye love one another and with a pure heart fervently. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. All flesh is like grass. All the glory of man as a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower therefore falleth off away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this was the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. And I'm preaching unto you today the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. He said it won't never pass away. Are you saved today? If God come through here right now and the rapture take place, would you be left behind? Who among us shall burn an everlasting fire? Who among us? The blood of Jesus Christ is precious blood. As ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, receiving by traditions from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and blemish. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. God saved my soul. And then a year later, God saved me August 15th. And then it was like in December I felt a call to preach, but I wouldn't answer the call. Because I was scared. I was afraid. And I didn't want to get up there and be seen. Didn't want to be in front of people. That's that introvert. That was the flesh. And what are you doing today? You're letting the flesh hold you back. You're letting the flesh pull you down into hell. Don't let the flesh take you to hell. Surrender to the Spirit of God. God saved my soul. I answered a call to preach. Took me a year later. I answered a call to preach. I thought, how can I preach? How can somebody like me preach the Word of God? And God says, I'll take care of that. You don't worry about it. Thank God he's never left me standing yet. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood. It's nothing but the blood. Are you here today? How's your soul? I'm going to ask him to come to the piano. I'm going to ask you today, has God touched you? Have they been a nudge on your heart saying, hey, you don't have what he has. My spirit doesn't bear witness with his. The Bible says, ye of your father the devil, the lust of your father ye will do. I'm going to tell you what, he's a liar from the beginning, the devil was. He's a liar. He makes you feel like you're okay. You're not okay. If you profess but don't possess, you're not okay. My heart is burning today because people will come, they just don't care anymore. We've dried up and just give up on God. Does anybody believe in God anymore? Where's the power? We have a man of God, Brother Hyde, that prays and prays and seeks God. And do you back him up? Do you pray for him? I tell you what, you got you lucky. You're privileged. You're honored to have a man of God like that. Hey, he's not here, but he's on the video. I tell him to his face, and I love him. What does people think about you? Oh, you get around our lost people, or they are your buddies, or they think you're nuts. Go ahead, brother. Let me ask you today. Hey, I just did what God told me to do. I wanted to preach that message on dry bones. Father, every head bow, every eye shut. Father, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lamb of the Crucified One. Had it not been for you, Jesus Christ, we'd all be in hell. I'd be in hell, God. Had I not heard the preaching of the Word of God, and the preaching of the Word of God come forth and burned my heart and showed me I was lost and going to hell, I'd have died in my tracks and went to hell. Or come to the end of my life, like when I had that heart attack at 48, I could have died and went to hell. But thanks be unto God, I was saved by the blood, and I had no worries about going to hell. Oh God, thank you, Lord. God, now if there be one here not saved, God, let them shake them so bad they think they're going to fall into hell at any moment. And it could be true. Let them smell the smoke of hell. Let them feel the flames of hell. I pray the Holy Ghost come upon them and you convict them, God. Save them, Lord. Help us, God, as we dried up in our church and we're not helping going on for the work of God. We're not doing what God has us to do. I pray, God, for help us. Help us. God, help all these that are sick to get back in the house of God. Help our pastor. Help Brother Robert. In Jesus' name. Can I ask you that?